Hi everyone, and welcome back to this entry of the sword for this issue of The Shield. My name is Logan Mendelson. I am a senior, and this is my first time on The Shield. And today I am here with...
Hi, I'm Miss Kerr. I teach several things in the social studies department, AP US History, Gov, Econ this year. I've been here, this is my third year, and my 19th year in the classroom.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Today we're going to be talking about how has social media affected your daily routine. So, first of all, at what point in the day do you first find yourself checking on your phone?
Checking my social media on my phone?
Sure, yeah.
Probably somewhere around 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning, so right around the time school starts?
Yeah, not when school starts,
right before school starts. Right before, okay. Got it.
Just like a preparation to wake yourself up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And how long has social media been part of your life?
For quite a while. I remember, honestly, when the original social media, Facebook, was launched, and that was a big deal back in the... somewhere around 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite a while. And there have been several apps that have come through since then, like Facebook, Instagram, for us older folks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Have you noticed it affecting or changing the way your job works as a teacher in any way?
It's like an education perspective.
Yes, actually, it has quite a bit. Mostly what I notice is the reactions in the students. I think that social media has created an environment where a lot of people feel uncomfortable being imperfect.
Right.
I think that the pictures that appear on social media give everybody the incorrect idea that we all live perfect lives. And so I've noticed that my students have become more and more reserved over the years with the advent of social media.
And as an educator, have you had students confide in you, or have you had students go to you with questions or seeking some information, or have you just observed your students and noticed some changes maybe because of the way they interact with each other with social media?
It's been both. I've had students come to me with, over the years, bullying issues on social media, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I've also noticed in the classroom, your generation has changed kind of the way that I approach my students in the classroom because of that. If you're uncomfortable being imperfect, then I have to find other ways to kind of draw you out and make you feel comfortable in the class, because perfection is never required.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's
interesting. Yeah.
It's amazing, actually.
In other aspects of life, how has social media changed your life as it's become more prominent? Has it been more positive, more negative, a little bit of both?
Well, it's interesting because when Instagram became a big thing, I was part of it. You know, I'm a photographer by nature and by profession for a long time.
Right.
So I posted a lot of things on Instagram, but I think the longer it became part of my life, the more I drew back from it. I'm not from a generation that lives out loud, and I'm also not from a family that does that either. So for me, it became a little too invasive, so I actually started to back off.
So do you find yourself posting less nowadays, now that you're...
Are you even posting at all?
I'm a total lurker.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. I have most of the things that I follow on social media are artists. I do ceramics, baking, and photography, so I have my social media loaded with artisans of that ilk. But that's pretty much what I look at. So I saw a lot of negativity, and I backed away from a lot of that.
I have a question. Speaking from, as a teacher, do you feel, worried to post on social media, would you say? I guess being an educator, because I've spoken to a lot of teachers actually about this that don't feel comfortable posting because of, you know, students being lurking and trying to find personal information. Do you feel like that affects you, especially being an educator?
Yes, it does. Being a teacher isn't just in the classroom during the day. It's when you guys bump into me in the wild, you know. There's still an image that kind of comes with being a teacher that we do have to uphold. Mm-hmm. So I don't post a lot of anything anymore because I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I share my opinions with people in discussion and interactions, but I think screaming into the void isn't really my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's kind of this slang term that has been going around that I'm not sure if you're familiar with among people of our generation called doom scrolling.
Yep.
You're familiar with that?
Yes.
What would your definition of that be, as from what you know?
For me, sometimes it's just reading the news.
Yeah, like falling down that little rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding of doom scrolling is you're just looking at all the things that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's healthy at all. I think that that social media was or should be something for entertainment, for people to make connections. So doom scrolling, I think,
mm-hmm.
is bad for all of us.
But
you know, you're like a moth to a flame, and you open it up and you start flipping through everything.
Do you think there's any way for us to kind of break out of this habit? Do you have any idea like what we could do, or if there's something to get us on the right track again? Because it definitely, you know, going home as a student after school, it's definitely a way for us to unwind, and it's just, oh, looking at what can we catch up on. Mm-hmm. So from your perspective, is there a thing you can something like a solution?
Oh, I don't know if there's a
solution.
I think that in-person connection needs to be paramount to...
Oh, for sure.
For all of us. I think that social media is a great tool. We can connect with... I'm in contact with friends that I haven't seen in 30 years.
Yeah.
But we're connected via social media, and we get to see parts of each other's lives that we don't normally get to see.
Yeah.
But I think setting the phone aside, especially when you're with people, is the key to most things.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who have become almost reliant on social media
mm-hmm.
for news, for contact. Do you think in today's society that we have to be reliant on it because so much of it surrounds it? Or do you think that there are alternatives to social media to stay connected and to stay aware of art and aware of news?
I don't know. That's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's all in one place.
It is.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm not sure if they're, because it's a great tool for a lot of different things. So I don't know if there's something out there right now other than, you know, internet searching, which isn't as healthy either.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's an answer to that.
I actually do have a question. Like, speaking when you're, as, again, I keep talking, like, sorry, like, excuse me, but like, as an educator, like,
mm-hmm.
from your perspective, do you think that, I guess, with the rise of social media, like, how do you feel about the spread of misinformation, and do you think it happens?
That's a good question.
I absolutely think it happens.
Yes.
I think social media is used on a regular basis to spread disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that teaching students to fact check is mm-hmm. probably the best tool against all of that, because mm-hmm. there's been propaganda being used all throughout history.
Yeah.
This is just a new form of it.
Propaganda.
Yeah. And so social media has a wide audience, and
do you feel like these social media companies like employ tactics to get like, I guess, get you hooked, or like get you to be like just stuck to your phone, like in like doom scrolling, like I was saying, like, do you
mm-hmm.
feel like they employ like something psychological or something, you know, maybe like an app feature? Do you feel like there's something that these companies use to get you attached to an app?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I actually just read a news article the other day, or was watching it on the news, that talked about Snapchat and how they just released a bunch of interviews from some of their admin that were actually in the interviews. They were talking about how their number one drive was to get people onto their platform for as much time as possible. But in these internal interviews, the employees actually admitted that it was bad for people's mental health. And they knew that when they were doing it, And so this was a big hush-hush kind of thing when they released these videos.
Yeah.
So they know that they're doing, using tactics to draw us all in, and they understand it's bad for mental health, but they do it anyway because it's
a corporation at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's business.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm kind of running low on questions, but as someone who grew up in a time before social media was a big deal, how has school life changed? Do you think that there's more bullying nowadays? Or, and I know there's different forms of bullying through cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Do you think it's become more toxic or less toxic because people are able to communicate more? What would you say about that?
I think it's more toxic. When I was in high school, if I screwed up, you actually had to pick up a phone to call everybody to tell them
mm-hmm.
that what I had done that was embarrassing. Now all somebody has to do is snap a picture and post it.
Yeah.
So I think it's easier. I think that people find it easier to hide behind a keyboard or your phone than to approach somebody in person.
Yeah.
I think that bullies were present when I was in high school. I watched people get shoved in lockers and things like that. They're always present, but I think that the advent of social media has allowed people who may not have been publicly bullying others prior are finding security behind the keyboards. So I think that allows people to be sometimes more toxic in the environment.
Two personas almost.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, there's no being held accountable when you're anonymous, when you're behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any final remarks, final things you want to say about social media and how it relates to your life or how it has affected your daily routine?
Or even, I guess, advice for students who just kind of want to, I guess, step away or get more engaged.
Oh, I'm the last one to offer advice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's something that as a society we're going to have to figure out together.
Yeah.
There's no, taking away isn't the answer, mm-hmm. but, regulating it may not be the answer either, but it's something that we're going to have to, as a society, work together to find out.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course,
I really appreciate it.
This was an amazing conversation.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
I love this. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Jess.
And I will see you guys in a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah.
Everyone, we're back here with two students who we're going to now interview about our topic. Again, our topic is how does social media affect your daily routine? So I'm here with
Christian Moore. I'm a senior and I wrestle for the Westmont team.
And
I'm Otra Phillips. I'm a senior and I'm involved in the theater department at Westmont.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. First question, at what point in the day do you first find yourself checking on your social medias?
For me, it kind of depends. I think normally I wake up, honestly, no, it depends. Sometimes I turn off my alarm and then I'll just look at it to see if I have messages, or I'll get ready first. And then once I'm done, like getting dressed, I'll look at it.
I'd have to say the same thing. I'll wake up, turn my alarm off. I'll check like Instagram to see if I have any messages.
Yeah.
Or Snapchat to fill my streaks, and then that's kind of it.
How about you, Logan, actually? We haven't really asked yourself.
I feel like I look at it as soon as I wake up. I check any notifications just in case I miss anything important.
Yeah. I need the light on my phone to wake up, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How long have you guys been using social media? Is it something more recent? Have you had it since, you were really young?
I would say I started using it around 13, like 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really allowed to have social media, but then I got my own phone, and then I kind of just explored on my own. And then I got Instagram, and I am addicted to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's a bit different. I mean, like, I've always had access to, like, YouTube, so I've always been on there. But up until last year, my junior year, I didn't have any social media besides YouTube. So I had, or Pinterest. But I had, last year, I was finally able to get TikTok and Instagram. And I think those are the main two that I use. I'm mainly on Instagram, though, but I never got Snapchat because it scares me. So
Following up on that then, so Christian, since you had it at a younger age, and Otra, since you got it more recently, do you think there was any, do you regret getting it at a younger age, or do you think there was any benefits to waiting to get it until you were a little bit older?
I would say I would have wished I waited a little till I was, like, older, just because I was more focused on the social media rather than schoolwork. The first thing I'd get home and do is look at my Instagram, maybe scroll for 2 hours, and then I would start my homework. And as someone who plays sports, too, like, you have to learn your time management, and scrolling on Instagram for 2 hours, that's 2 hours of homework you could have been doing, or 2 hours of your Mr. Evans book you could have been reading. So, I feel like I definitely should have waited till I was a bit more mature to kind of lay out the scene for what I should do on my phone.
I think I'm honestly glad that I got social media when I did. I mean, it definitely kind of sucked because, like, there was a lot of things that I felt like I was missing out on.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, somehow I always managed to stay up to date. I don't know. I figured it out.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, YouTube Shorts eventually, so I kind of...
You, like, lived through that.
Right, so I lived through that. But I think I think I'm glad that I got it when I did because... I feel like I was kind of spared from a lot of the embarrassing portions of social media that you participate in when you're younger, like, in middle school,
the digital
especially.
Like,
my digital footprint is clean. So, low-key chilling about that. So I think that's the biggest thing that I'm satisfied with. Like, my digital footprint is low-key fine, and I think it was nice to be able to grow up kind of without having so much of that in my face at a young age.
And do you think you faced any, like, peer pressure in middle school to get it, or was it kind of...
I don't know. I didn't really face peer pressure. People kind of wondered, like, oh, like, why not, or whatever, or, like, when are you going to be able to get it? And I wondered the same thing, but I don't think anyone really tried to pressure me into getting it.
Yeah, that's good, because I feel like there is sometimes, like, a stigma around who can and can't, like, communicate through certain apps.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel that way, but in terms of extracurriculars and sports, you guys are both very involved at the school. How would you say social media plays into that?
Like I said before, like, with time management, you go to wrestling. I go to wrestling for about 2.5 hours, and that's from 6 to 8:30. So I'll get home. I'm already really tired. Like I said before, I'll scroll on social media for a little too long.
Yeah.
I'll start my homework, but then I kind of procrastinate a little bit, and then it's wrestling time already. So I would just say I need to work on that, but... I don't know, maybe I'll try to.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, like, social media is, like, my job for theater. So I think as of recent with my new position on the board, I think I've found myself being on social media a little more. Like, this summer, I did a summer program for theater, but, like, I was so busy, like, I barely had time to scroll on Instagram.
Yeah.
So coming back this year and then being put into that social media job, like, I definitely see a big shift. But, that's definitely impacted my screen time. But also just, like, the idea of, like, when you get home and you have, like, a little bit of free time before you have your rehearsal or your practice or whatever, like, you just want to, like, sit and relax. Like, you don't want to think about homework, or it's like, ooh, like, do I really have enough time to, like, really get into my homework right now? Let me just give myself a break before I go.
Like, I need to put me first.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Put yourself first.
That's what
exactly.
It feels
like.
But,
you gotta, like,
it's
a me time.
Exactly, so.
How long do you think you could go without social media? Do you think you could go more than a day, more than a week, more than a month, even like a whole year without social media? Where would you draw the line for that?
I definitely That's a good one.
Also, I want you guys to pull up your screen times just for a second on Instagram or whatever social media.
Okay.
get to you what you were saying, though. I want to
so
see.
Bad. What was the question?
How long do you think you could go without social media?
Oh, God.
I could definitely go a week without it, but it would be kind of boring because I don't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, how do I do that? Let me
see. It's in settings.
I want to see it first.
For me, I don't know how long I could go. I could definitely go a month. Okay. But I feel like I kind of completed the challenge by not having it until 16 years. Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could probably go for a while without it. I just have to keep myself really busy. But
that's actually really interesting. Like, were there ever like points like middle school, high school, where you were like, oh my God, I really want social media? Or were you thankful that I'm assuming your parents probably did that.
Yeah. Like, it was like, part of me was like thankful hearing about certain things. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't have the chance to do that. But also, like, it did suck because it did feel like there was like a barrier in communication as well, and like not even like social media related, but for a long time on top of that I had an Android phone too.
Yeah.
So it was like dang, like there's a double barrier with like communication. So I think communication wise was the main thing of like, oh, like instead of getting people's numbers, a lot of times you swap Instagrams or Snapchats and it's just like, oh, yeah.
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 How was that? Because, like, I mean, like, there's such, like, a thing about green messages. Like, there's, how was that, like, I guess, for you?
I mean,
you?
A lot of people, people don't really make fun of you for
also
it.
Having an Android.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
that's
an
what
Android,
I mean.
But
yeah.
It's, like, but it is a thing where it's like, oh, we're making a group chat. Does anyone here have an Android? And I was always like the only one. And then I was like, oh. And I'm like,
oh
shoot. My God, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that part kind of sucked. Because also having an Android, like, it made things hard because, like, quality wouldn't be as good when sending things and whatnot. So that aspect of it definitely sucked. But, like, I manage. And I tried to just, like, not think about it too much. Yeah.
I also have my daily average.
Okay, we're gonna say.
I should also pull up.
So, what social media do you guys use?
I don't even know. Because
for me, it's Instagram.
Instagram.
So
yeah, I think
we're gonna. You know what? Here, I'll start this conversation off. Okay, start it off. Okay, my daily average is 11 hours and 53 minutes.
Okay. And it's a safe space.
This is a safe space. We're allowed to talk about this.
No. Oh my God. My Instagram, my daily average. Oh, wait. I read that wrong. Wait, did I? Oh no. My total is 11 hours and 53 minutes.
Okay.
My daily average on Instagram is 3 hours. And I think for this week so far, I've been on 9 hours.
Okay.
That's so funny. My daily average on Instagram is 3 hours. But my, I think this is my, over Sunday to Tuesday, which is today, I've been on Instagram for 10 hours.
I've been on Instagram for 9 hours and 11 minutes in total since Monday.
Not as bad as I thought.
Logan, what the heck?
Wait, today is Tuesday.
Yes.
So from,
from Monday to Tuesday,
I don't know how, but it says I only have 4 hours daily.
It says the same thing for me. It says 4 hours, 6 minutes.
I feel like usually it's higher, or maybe I'm just wrong. I haven't checked it in a while.
Well, here's something that I actually have realized. Ever since the phone policy has been implemented, my screen time has been way lower. Like during school,
I do have to say,
Feel like since we can't have our phone outs like at all, like only during like lunch and like passing period study hall, like I feel like my screen time has definitely gone down.
Yeah. How about this productivity? Would you say like with this new thing, like do you feel more productive like in class? Like again, like that having your phone maybe put in a caddy or put in whatever, like having your phone put away, like
actually, yeah, like I definitely feel more motivated to do my homework rather than sit and play games as I usually do.
Yeah.
So I definitely see an increase in like homework being done, extra reading time being implemented into my day. So
I kind of feel the same because I didn't really take my phone out anyways, unless like I was done or I didn't have anything to do. But I do feel like there's a general like higher level of focus, which is nice, I guess.
I have another question. Would you say you would classify intense attachment to social media as an addiction? Do you think that it should be considered kind of,
should be categorized,
it should be categorized as a kind of addiction that somebody needs to think about or consider figuring out or working through? Or do you think it's not really a problem because it's just, it's so normalized, it's so commonplace for people to be scrolling for hours each day?
Well, I think the fact that it's normalized is insane.
Yeah.
So I think it could be categorized as an addiction. Like, obviously, you know, all of us are like addicted in some capacity, but there's some people where it's like, it's kind of like obsessive and compulsive in that sort of way, where it's like they feel like physical like symptoms of like anxiety or whatever,
like
if
it's
they're
a necessity.
Not
like being separated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it, yeah, I think it should be categorized as an addiction if it's to that extent. But yeah.
Yeah. I think like if you're able to manage your time, like I can't, then, you know, find time for yourself to scroll on social media. I think that's fine,
yeah.
But like, you could always be doing more. Like, you do want time for yourself, like you guys said before. But you could, while you're scrolling on your phone, like, we're in high school. Like, you could be getting a job. You could be working.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a job offer and not accept
me?
It?
I did, but I didn't like the job.
Sure.
So I quit.
Sure.
I did. I quit. I quit my job because I hated it.
Because
so I worked at a coffee shop. The people there were old and cranky. They just wanted their coffee and they wanted to leave. So they were, and I was working register most of the time.
Oh my god. Keep talking. How would you say?
Oh my god.
Since you've had that experience of working at a job and not fully enjoying it, did you have limitations on what you could do with your phone when you were working?
Technically, yes, but I still kind of use my phone.
Do you guys have this question? Do you guys like have jobs or?
I just got a job.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you
Queen's
work?
Queen's Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, okay.
So but like the first day, we were just kind of helping, like making signs and whatnot. So like,
do you
have
Audrey?
Yeah. So it was just like, I would like respond to messages, but I wasn't like scrolling on my phone because like you want to look busy, obviously. And
like
they just kind of, they just met me also. So you want to give a good impression of like, yeah, I'll walk in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can see where it's like, if it's like idle work where like it's slow and people aren't really coming in or whatever, like just go on your phone or do homework or something.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you looking? Do you have a job?
No. A lot of my time I just have to focus on my schoolwork and theater.
That's
theater
how it
stuff.
Was for me.
I'm trying to balance being on theater and being taking a bunch of courses this year and figuring that out, and I'd love to get a job, but
I'm the same way.
And then of course, again, tying back into our main point, social media definitely takes up the little time that you would have to focus on maybe putting some more effort into other areas of your life. I mean, it definitely detracts from those little periods of time that you might have between activities or between school and other things. But moving on. Is there any noticeable ways in which social media has changed your life in a positive way?
You want to go first?
Positive way? This is so small, but like, bro, I love reels. Like, it's so, they're so funny. And honestly, like, it gives me a giggle every day, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But positive way, otherwise, like, obviously, like, spreading awareness about things, like, especially, like, you know, things that people should be aware of with, like, what's happening in our world right now and whatnot, like, getting the word out there, I think, is extremely important. Like, people will be reposting stuff on their story, and it's like, dang, like, I didn't even know that, and so I'll click on the post, and I'll read through it, and it's like, oh, now I'm more educated. So I feel like in the education aspect and, like, remaining, like, present in what is happening, I feel like that's positive.
Actually, I do have a kind of question, and this may be a little, like, I don't know. Do you feel like, adding on to your point, the rise of misinformation also poses an issue?
Yes. And also, to piggyback off of what you just said, it's also a balance of, like, how much of that you're consuming.
Uh-huh.
And, like, getting to a point where it's like, okay, am I living my life in awareness or fear? And I feel like that's very common amongst parents. Like, I know it is kind of with my mom. Like, she'll send this stuff, and it's just like, you know, it gets to a point where it's like, you just gotta get offline and stop feeding into that, and also like stop getting that stuff on like your For You page and things like that. But also, yes, misinformation, it's so easy to spread that online, and it's so easy to get the wrong information, especially if a bunch of people are like supporting it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, everyone's agreeing with this. Okay, it must be true or whatever.
Yeah, and I thought that was an interesting thing you just said about how it kind of ends up on your For You page. Because if it's something that makes you feel so mad on the inside, you're gonna like, there's a like hate watching where you're like, oh, I want to watch this because it kind of,
you're gonna investigate.
You know, it kind of makes me feel so angry that I want to know more, and it, you know, and it, watching more and more of it, then it ends up, the algorithm's like, oh, you want to see this? We're going to give you all this awful stuff that you don't want to see because you're going to spend your time going through it and getting angry.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And adding on to that, it's like a sad reality. So like a lot of kids these days don't watch the news. Like they don't wake up and go to the news feed. Like, do you guys do that?
No.
Not as much as I used to.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like with a lot of these social media news outlets, like anybody can post anything. Mm-hmm. I could go and post, I don't know, the whole, like,
be careful.
I don't know.
Yeah, be careful. Watch your words.
Anyway, going off of that, it's like anybody, like I said,
sorry,
anybody can post anything. So it's just like, it's very easy to be fed, like Otra said, into this kind of, what were you guys talking about?
Like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, that's kind of what I had to say about that.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about how it has affected schoolwork and distracted you from your workload a little bit. Do you think there's any ways in which it's helped you with your workload? Maybe by one thing I can think of is that it's much easier to communicate with people and quickly find somebody who's in your class and say,
yes,
hey, do you know if we had an assignment due?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think that's probably the only way it's been beneficial
to me. That's the only thing I can really think
of. Because that is nice, just looking up someone's first and last name, being able to find them and send them a message.
I guess, too, with, like, the Westmont High School Instagram page, keeps you informed with events and stuff like that.
That is, I feel like, a main thing, because, like, with a lot of clubs remind, right? With a lot of, like, you need your phone to stay. Because we're not posting like paper flyers being like, come to our meeting this day. Like, it's literally like on your phone. Like, everything is digital. So,
but
it's
also
like,
to that, that was a little bit of a struggle for me when I didn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
Because there were so many things where it's like, oh, like, check the Westmont Instagram, information's there. And I'm like, girl, I don't have Instagram.
It's interesting because that is why I had to get Instagram, was because when I got to the school, so much of the information was from Instagram, and that was the quickest way to find things. So in a way, not blaming the school, but it definitely kind of pushed me into getting social media in the first place, which is interesting because then it distracts you from school in the end. So it's kind of this weird paradox.
Yeah. We have, like, the bulletin, like, emails and stuff, but, like, it's a little tricky because, well, for one, like, it's an email. You have to, you know, kind of go through and open the email and read down. But also, like, the other aspect of having Instagram and having that information from the Westmont Instagram is, like, everything is so visual.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's really helpful. And that's the point of it. It's supposed to grab your attention, too. And I feel like it's easier to miss things in an email than it is on Instagram when it's already on your page right there when you open it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're short on time, so do you guys have any last remarks about social media in your life, about anything going on in your life?
No.
Be careful with social media and your college applications. It is a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world.
It's a dangerous game.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to this issue of The Shield. And what issue? Bye.